Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Yourself Network, if you're listening later. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm very happy to say that today I have a special guest on my show, one of my students that has been, we've known each other for 6 years or so, Debbie Goodwin, and she's a self-remembered alchemist. Through a series of cellular memory release, she was able to awaken her biofield, catching a glimpse of her soul. This enabled her to come to full realization of her soul's innate wisdom within her biological field. And Debbie has had numerous experiences that always remind her of her innerversity that she has access to. And so, Deb, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on the show. You know, Deb is you have this brilliant product that you've been bringing out called the Cup of Life, which cleanses, realigns, and strengthens your light body with liquid plasma. And that just is so cool. I have my cup of life here. So I just wanted to ask, you know, like just get you to tell people a little bit about your journey so we have a feeling of what it is you do and you know, where you're going with it.
About my journey started... you know, a few years ago when I started actually getting into doing some body cellular memory release. And as
that, do you want to just tell the audience what cellular memory release is in case they don't know?
Okay. It's in every cell we carry memories of all our experiences, even past experience come through, like through our RNA, our DNA, through our ancestral lines. And as you start releasing that, you start remembering who you are and you start seeing the being inside of all of that and get a glimpse of that soul.
Because this is really interesting because I've just been like working with a lot of clients and, you know, I talk to people from all over the place, right? And I'm finding mm-hmm. that these days, a lot of people that have been doing a lot of energy work are going really deep. And they're really bringing up, it's interesting because when you go that deep with your cellular memories like that, what happens is, you know, things come up that you didn't realize because in the subconscious mind, when it's formed, it's by the age of 7. And so a lot of times when we get triggered by something, 95% of the time we'll use our subconscious mind, which is our parents and our teachers and our culture. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times I'm finding a lot of people are saying, I didn't know who I was.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I give up that story, right?
Yeah. It is the story. And that's why I find it so important to work on the kids, right? Because okay. they're forming that part of themselves. And
right.
even you often find people when they're in that looping, like you can, I will say to them, like, who's talking to you? Like, what parent is that? You know, go mm-hmm. to that and release that emotion. Right?
Yeah, because a lot of the times it'll come up that it's, we think it's coming from inside and it's actually external.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And once you realize that, you'll start hearing it. You'll be like, oh, that's my father talking again, you know? And it's just those realizations. So as you tap into all that cellular memory, that's where you can do your deepest release work. And this you can do all on your own. You know, you just need to dig into those emotions, get them moving in your body. You know, no matter how frightening it is, it's your emotion and it's creating your universe around you.
Yes, right? Because you use the word innerversity. What do you mean by innerversity?
Well, I think once you tap into yourself, you tap into all of the universe because everything stems from inside going outwards, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's always looking outside of themselves for that answer. The answer always lies inside of themselves. So when they start moving those emotions, so then you realize you're containing all the information, right?
Mm-hmm.
You open up that DNA and then all of a sudden some people go, oh, all of a sudden I remembered how to do this or I remember how to do that. Because you are in a biofield, which is a biocomputer, right?
Yeah. So you mean when you're talking about the biological field, what exactly mm-hmm. do you mean by that? Just to clarify for people listening.
Well, it's how we're functioning from a matter state. So when energy is coming in and we're condensed down into this matter state, we just have natural field that is running around us and through us, in us, that we can tap into once we realize that we're all coming from the same source, the same field. We're all created the same way. We just have different combinations, different divisions within that. Different residues are happening. So when you look at yourself as the creator, then you start dealing with source energy. So that's your biofield, right? Plants and trees, everything has it. We just express it emotionally, right? That's the go-between. The emotion is the go-between between the physicality and the soul of a being. So when that starts clearing and your biofield is cleared out, then you see that you're operating on a soul level all the time.
So you mean in more integrity with your soul?
Yes.
Yeah. Because your soul is always, like people will say, you know, like I have a soul, but you're actually a soul traveling in a human body.
Yes.
So your soul never leaves you.
No.
Yeah, it's always there. So, you know, what is the cup of life? Tell us about your cup of life.
So, because I love information, like the more I go through these different releases, there's lots of good information out there. So I was always doing a lot of research and searching different things out. And I come across this cup of life someone was making on the internet. And it's being done with Dr. Keshe. And he is doing it for all of humanity. So he's actually developed a patent for everyone to use this freely. Because he was tired of all the manipulation going on in science and people going through so much hard times when we have free energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we unlock it. So he makes everyone sign a peace treaty to learn his information.
Oh, right? I love that.
Yes, because he's gone to governments and talked to them. You know, he's had his troubles because, you know, they would like to see this shut down, but he's made it so big that it's now impossible, right? Because
and so what is just explain for those of us, because this is radio and you know, you can, but what is a cup of life?
The cup of life is taking the elements that we are created from, that amino acid, and drawing it into the fourth state of matter. So it's in a plasma form. So in this state of matter, in the gas state, it will always seek balance and harmony. So I use the other elements of the earth, zinc, copper, a salt solution, to create a condition to create the cup of life. And then that cup of life, once it's created, will interact with you. So whatever you need, the cup is reading your field and vice versa, because it is made out of the amino acids that we are made out of.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, I always pick a card for the show. And the show that the card that came up is that my one of the tactics, and it's the degradation card. But this one is about water is life, and how human beings are mostly made up of water. And so, you know, that's why the water becomes so important, because, you know, the emotions that we place on water affect us our entire life, and beginning when we're in the womb. And in the amniotic fluid. And so I find this really fascinating. And, you know, we have to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we'll talk some more about the cup of life. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Debbie Goodwin. And when we return, we will talk some more about this cup of life, and we are both happy to shift energy for anyone who wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Debbie Goodwin, who is talking about the cup of life. But before we continue talking about the cup of life, Debbie, can you please share your contact information with us?
Yes. I have linked a web page to my Facebook, and you can reach it at Live Plasma. If anyone wants any information on this, I can go through the steps where they can make it themselves, or they could just buy a cup.
Okay. And you have a special on for people that are listening to the show, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly. What are you yes. offering?
I'm offering the cup for $35. I believe that's what I told her. Mm-hmm. I didn't write that down, actually. And that includes shipping and handling. Usually it's $45 plus shipping and handling of $15.
So they can just email you and let you know they want
yes.
one, or contact
yes.
you on Facebook. What is your Facebook page?
It's called The Cup of Life. So
okay.
if you go to Debbie Goodwin, I have a side page attached called The Cup of Life.
And so Debbie Goodwin, just because there's so many ways of spelling, let's just give them the correct
okay.
spelling for that.
It's Debby Goodwin, Goodwin.
Good.
I love that name.
I do too. Is this your maiden name?
No, it's my married name.
Your married
name. That's
the only
part I'm keeping from that marriage. So.
Oh, there you go.
Because I love the vibration in that name.
yeah, it's cool. So I just want to let people know also that we are happy to take your calls. I know everybody's busy with the kids. We were just talking about it being spring break and how quite often that throws people off a little bit because the system or the daily routine changes. And so just strengthening everybody out there to that, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And so Deb, like we were talking before the break about your cup of life, but I just thought maybe it would be beneficial for people to understand the depth of your energy work and what you're using it for so that they have a better idea of how the cup of life actually works.
How I'm using it, like, first and foremost, I use it mostly on my grandkids because I just feel it's important to have that impression on young kids, like to help keep their fields open.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've gone along through this, like kids give instant feedback because they don't have so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I love that about when you work with children, you know?
Yes. So when we started doing this energy work back in, when did we hook up? 2013?
Yeah, 2012, 2013, something like that. Because you're in Vancouver,
yes.
Canada, right? Or
yes.
not Vancouver proper in, or are you in Vancouver proper?
I'm in Chilliwack. I'm just
in Chilliwack, right.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
And what struck me like at that first conference we had is you saying to always just work on children. Every child you see, work on them. And so I just started doing that. Like every time I pass a kid on a street, I just strengthen them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know back in the beginning, we used to call it a correction and I liked it when you changed it to strengthening someone.
Yes.
So this is how I view the kids. They're our future. So why wouldn't we want to strengthen every kid we see on the street? Right?
Yeah, and so just explaining to the audience, how is that possible? Tell us
how is that possible?
It's
possible with practice. Like, there's no wrong way to strengthen someone, right? Because in the field, you can strengthen everything and anything. So if you're looking down at your descendants, they're going to take care of you. You're just sending them good vibrations. You up and down their spine. You just keep running the energy.
Mm-hmm. And I like to go to the heart also, because the heart is how you feel. And the heart is like, has a huge, huge field.
Yes, exactly. And I think the more you're practicing it, the more you're running that energy, you do realize that, because as you clear your grandkids or little kids, you also feel lighter.
Tell me about that. Like, what's an experience that you've had with your grandchildren? Because let's first say, you know, if we met like 6 years ago or 7 years ago, we were trying to figure out if it was 5, 6, or 7. Time
right.
has, you know. How old is, because I remember that you have grandchildren. How old are they?
Brooklyn's 8 now, Ian's 4, and the newest guy, Jackson, he's 1.5 years.
Little sweetheart.
So, yep.
So what's your experience?
So my experience was, I thought, well, you know, you can't lose by working on kids. So I just constantly was throwing the triads up and down their spine. And I was always going in the opposite so that, to find that neutral point.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the major experiences I had, and I knew this was working, was I was doing the little girl, because she would have been around 2 to 3. So I just kept working on her. And one day she's in her car seat and I was doing the eating triad, because food holds such a big vibration here, right? So I was doing eat fast, eat slow, eat a lot, eat a little, neutrality. And I kept doing ones like that over and over. And she's sitting in her car seat. She's just learning to talk. And I'm saying hello to her. She leans over. She goes, "Nona, I eat fast. I eat very, very fast." And so, like, my perception's not even catching up to what she's saying at first. And so she keeps repeating it. And then I'm like, oh, you eat fast. Good for you, right? And then she looks away for a second, looks back at me, or I eat slow.
I just love this.
So I've never spoken out loud to her what I was doing. She got all that information.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, because when we talk about water, and why this, you know, liquid plasma is so important, is because human beings are mostly water. And we begin our journey coming into this life in the womb and in the amniotic fluid. And from my psychosomatic training, my psychosomatic therapy training, I have noticed quite a bit, you know, like that's actually the study of what emotions do to the physical body. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice when people have been... when the mother is traumatized or is not feeling safe and secure when she's pregnant, you know, it affects the baby greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like the emotional state that the mother is in will have an effect on the development of the child on a physical level and also in all non-physical aspects. And so once we become more aware of this and we recognize this, you know, I just love, and so many times, you know, clients will connect with me and they're having a baby. And so quite often we'll do an energetic clearing between the mom and the dad, you know, first and foremost, the mom and the baby, and then the dad and the baby. And then you bring the grandchildren in and you bring in the siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents. The more energy that is, or I would call energetic blocks that are released before the baby is born, the more the ease of that child coming through is so much greater. And over the years, you know, because I see some of these babies, and it's very interesting because, you know, people will bring their kids, like I'll be on the phone and they'll come to my seminar, and then they'll bring their children, and the children are like, a lot of the time they'll just run up to me and hug me and talk to me like they've known me forever, even though we've never met, mm-hmm. because they recognize my energy. And yes. I love that. It's so cool. Like, it's just, it's so beautiful. And they're so innocent and they're so sweet, you know, yes. Working with children is one of my favorite things. And, you know, what I love about that too, is that children, when parents learn to be in more intuitive communication with their children, the mm-hmm. The trust, like the trust in each other and the faith level goes up a lot. I find mm-hmm. that these children are extremely intelligent and they're very expressive and mm-hmm. They're very calm. Like they can be, like they'll be very high energy, and usually they're ahead of the other children as far as development. Quite often mm-hmm. these babies, like at 2-3 months, are, you know, people will quite often comment to the parents, wow, you know, your child is so alert and so with it, you know? And so right. this is why I wanted to you to share this, is because, you know, all the beautiful work that you were doing for yourself is now being, the children, your grandchildren are benefiting from it. And also you're benefiting from your grandchildren, because it's a very mm-hmm. special relationship that you have with them when we are able to connect in this way. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. You can also connect with me at talesfromthevector.com. That's T-A-I-L-S. And I do have a new Facebook page up, Tales from the Vector. So I would love it if you would like it. And that's where you can get the paintings and the energy correcting cards. And also you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, all social media at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And we have to take a quick break right now, but when we get back, we are open to taking calls today, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Debbie Goodwin here. We're talking about energy work and her beautiful grandchildren and her experiences with that. And Debbie, I always have so much fun with you. Can just share your experience because it just makes me laugh so much. When I have my call to dance seminar, the last one, when was that it was the layer two, right?
Yes, and, layer two.
And, oh my goodness. Well, I think it was the first one, the layer one. The energy gets really, really cranked because there's a very strong group, like with my team, and a lot of my the students that were at that seminar have been following this energy work with me for several years. So I just want you to tell them a story about your experience with being at Call to Dance and, you know, why do you keep coming back?
I just love the energy. When I went out for coffee on break and you're doing so many energetic shifts, I went across the street and I could not find my way back to our conference. I was lost. I was lost in space. I had to keep saying, "You're okay. You'll find your way. Just relax. You'll get back eventually." And, yeah, you don't want to wander too far from where you're actually doing the work.
Well, I was laughing so hard because you came back and you said you were telling everybody this story. And then I said, "Well, where did you go?" Like, because we took a half hour break. You know? And I asked, "Where did you go? And where were you?"
I just went to Timmy's to get a coffee. Across the street.
That's a Canadian thing to do. That's something about when you're doing energy work. I always joke about this, but it's actually quite true that the actual seminar is out in the street, and the safe place is in the room, right? Because what happens is. What I love about, I mean, I love doing the radio and I love doing the teleconferences and all of those things, but I love getting together with people in person. Mm-hmm. And when you have a large group of people together and they're dedicating themselves to improving their lives before the seminars, that's why I like to get everybody to send me what it is that they want to accomplish. To work towards, because my seminars are very interactive that way. You know, in the morning, you know, of the layer one, we learn how to do it and we are putting it into practice the entire weekend. And so mm-hmm. as we get into the higher levels of my seminar, what happens is people start working more and more with each other and have the confidence to do that. And what we're doing is working on real life stuff that we want to accomplish. And everybody has their own personal goals or whatever. But generally, the group benefits from all of the energetic shifts. And, you know, we do have a caller. So I'm going to take that call and then we will talk some more about your cup of life after that. Carter, do we have the caller? That I think it's Eulith?
Yes, Eulith from Vancouver.
Hello, Eulith. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
Very, very good. Eulith is one of my clients and also an amazing artist, So what are you up to, Eulith, and what can we do for you today?
Funny you should say that, because I'm actually painting as I'm speaking to you.
That's that good vibration feeling.
I agree. I'm actually calling because I wanted to know if there is a connection between wanting to be liked or being disliked, and the eyes.
And the
eyes. I find that my eyes have gone a little bit, they're a little bit fuzzy this week, and I don't know if that's just from tiredness or what's going on.
Okay, so
but I just wanted to see if there was a connection.
If you get in touch with that energy right now and you think about your eyes going blurry right now on a scale, I'd like to get a baseline. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being like, I'm totally neutral to it, I don't care, 10 being, oh, this is freaking me out. Where are you on this scale?
I feel like I'm at about a 5 or a 6, maybe a
okay,
little bit
yeah,
of
that's,
a 7.
That's yeah, that's what I was getting. Debbie, I could feel you working in the background there. So what are you picking up here?
What are you afraid to see? What are you afraid to look at? That's the first thing that I wrote down.
Okay. And so does that resonate with you, Yulith?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, Debbie, this is coming up for so many people right now. And, you know, I found, like, I've done a lot of energy work for a long time, like well over a decade. And, you know, but I also did a lot of the ayahuasca ceremony in Peru. And, you know, one thing about ayahuasca ceremony, once you drink the medicine, you're not going to be not looking at what you don't want to look at for a good 6 to 8 to 10 hours. And that experience really taught me a lot about the I would see some horrible things and have some real strong emotions about it. And some of the things were really challenging for me, very challenging. At the same time, I saw some absolutely beautiful things, you know, like just amazing things. Mm-hmm. And so, Debbie, I'm just getting like, I can feel you working on Yulith. And I already feel like, Yulith, I feel like you're dropping too in your number a bit. What are you perceiving this shift right now?
I'm having a hard time perceiving anything because I'm continuing to paint as you're working on me.
Okay. See, now this is why I have coloring books as manuals, because you know, they're kind of like the coloring books that, you know, you use for anatomy, only they're geared towards energy work. And if people are coloring or doodling like that while you're energetically shifting them, it keeps the left brain happy. And, you know, it keeps everybody, like, it allows that the creative solutions to come through. So what else are you picking up, Debbie?
Well, the way I'm doing this is every time you say something, I'm strengthening her to both extremes.
Yes.
And strengthening her back to her eyes, because her eyes is, you know, how she's viewing life. Everything around her. So that's what I was working on.
And the leading weakness on a physical level, I'm just going to explain this. When someone has a physical issue like their eyes, generally the eyes are very intimately connected to the ovaries and also to like anything that comes in twos, actually. But in particular, and the ovaries are coming up as the number one weakness here. And I know we've worked on this before, Yulith. So it's kind of more like what's coming up is the stain, you know, of like as you're doing the painting, it's just coming up that when you're working on a painting, like what are you painting right now as we're working with you here?
I'm painting sunflowers.
Ah, there we go.
That are inspired by Van Gogh and his son, okay. The way he did sunflowers.
Okay, cool. So we're going to strengthen, you know, like I just wanted to get an idea of the picture. And so what was coming up for me was feeling like as you create your painting, that's like a blank canvas. And so for an artist, quite often, you know, or a writer, artists of any, you know, the creativity. Sometimes people get really terrified by a blank canvas. How do you feel about blank canvases?
They can be quite scary. They can be exciting.
Mm-hmm. They can be full of all sorts of emotions. And so when you, yes. I'm getting that when you start with a blank canvas, that it triggers you on some level because what you're painting is more, you're triggered by the thought that what you're painting is more beautiful than on the outside, than what's on the inside of you is what's coming up. So it's like these inner and outer boundaries of your physical body and your physical eyes. And what happens is when people have a fear of not being able to see something clearly, they have a tendency to go into vision issues then. So your physical eyes, you know, need to be shifted energetically to have more tension in them, because when we are afraid of what we're looking at, we have a tendency to relax that body part, and to the point where it's too relaxed and it loses structure. And so we want to strengthen the structure of your eyes. And but it's really not coming up a physical issue. And quite like, I've had a lot of people saying lately that their vision's going back and forth, and what's coming up is a lot of people are kind of taking notice of what's going on in the United States with the young people there, and them, you know, marching and about the gun control and everything. And it's kind of like a lot of different avenues are opening up now, because people in general are much more aware. But it does, that awareness has a major trigger on the collective influence. And so people can feel this energy coming in. And a lot of people are saying that to me. And there's a lot of people right now are also leaving in different ways, and pets. And you know, when I say leaving, I mean crossing the veil. And so, you know, we're just going to strengthen all of that. I just wanted to check in with you, Yulith. Where are you at now? Can you perceive a shift now?
I just feel completely confused.
That's perfect. You know, we have to take another break here. And Debbie, I can just feel your energy just boom. So I'm not surprised that you're feeling this. But if you want to hang on through the break, we will come back after the break, and Deb and I'll work on this some more during the break, and then we'll check in with you when we come back. I just wanted to let people know also that I will be at the Holistic Fair again here in Kelowna on April the 22nd. And Deb, I know you've come to the Holistic Fair in Kelowna. Are you planning to come back at any time soon?
Yes, I'm going to do a couple more fairs up there. As the weather gets nicer and nicer, it's just about the snow and the Coquihalla for me.
Yeah.
And then, yes.
It's Canada,
with everyone
right?
Up there. Yes.
All right. Well, we do have to take this break. So we're going to come right back and we'll work on you, Yulith, through the break. And then when we come back, we'll see what happens. Let's make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Debbie Goodwin on the show with her Cup of Life. And we were just working with Yulith, who called in. And we just want to check in with you now, Yulith. How are you doing?
I know something's changed. I just can't explain what it is.
Okay, that's cool. The confusion quite often will come. Debbie, do you want to just explain to her what you were picking up here?
I can't even remember what we were talking about.
Okay.
because so much energy happens, is shifting.
Yeah,
right?
This happens so much. That's when I always know that something has really moved. And because when people are energetically working and you can't remember what you were talking about, that's always a good sign when it comes to energy work. So Deb and I feel that we got you as neutral as we can at this point. And now I remember Deb. Debbie, one of the things that we were talking about is that you're painting nature and to also make sure you get out in nature. It's really important for you. That'll ground you. And or even go out and paint in nature. Paint nature out in nature. How does that feel to you?
That's going to be very interesting.
There you go. Yeah. So that's a different perspective. I'm getting that you mostly do your artwork in a very structured way in your home inside. And I found that I have my beautiful fish deck. And I love when I take in the summer and I can go out and sit under my big old cedar tree here. It's about 90 years old and paint. It's a very different energy shift than like the energy around that. The birds are singing and there's always something happening. And it's very invigorating. And so just strengthening you to that. And I want to thank you for calling in. And, do feel free to let us know what's going on with you. People can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And thank you. Once again, thank you for calling in, Yulith.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Have a great day.
I just wanted to mention also that if anyone is interested in taking a call to dance seminar, I will be having another layer one on June 2nd and 3rd. And I will have a Shift Happens live talk event on the Friday night before that. And then we like to go out dancing after that. And I will be having a layer three. The prerequisite is a layer one and two for that one. But that will be on April 28th to 29th. And on the 27th, I will be having another Shift Happens free live talk. So I, at these events, I shift people and let them have that experience. I also just want to mention before I forget that I have a new teleshifting seminar coming out, the Float Your Boat will be on the third Thursday. But now I also have my telespa coming out, Be Irresistible Telespa. And we address five different issues in 5 different months. And so I'm really looking forward to that. People always enjoy the telespa. You can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. So Deb, I want to hear, because this is really interesting to me, that, you know, you mentioned in your information to me the role of the elements and what the effects that they have on the body. Would you like to talk about that a little bit for us?
Yes, we'll talk about that. So, like, when we first started talking, I was talking about the creation of nitrogen. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the sun and the earth as their own being, emitting fields, and when they're interacting, it's creating nitrogen in the upper atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And as that drifts down into the lower atmosphere, then you'll get more splits and divisions. So, for example, nitrogen losing fields becomes carbon. Nitrogen gaining fields become oxygen. Mm. And as these are interacting, that's where we get our amino acid. And so our basis of life is built on the amino acid. So amino acid structure is carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. So all these are interacting. And with salt, that's where you create that amino acid chain, which we are created out of. So
interesting.
When you break that, yes, when you break it down even further, and you can choose one word for each one. Oxygen would be gravitational. Nitrogen is the creator. Carbon is the communicator or connector. Hydrogen allows for energy transfer. So
cool.
Then when you go deeper into the body, like a plant and humans, they're not too far off from each other. They're both made up on this amino acid. A plant uses the element magnesium to form, whereas we use iron. And so then you just end up with a different combination. So that's why a plant is the way it is, and we are. So as a human, oxygen is 63%. Carbon in the body is 26%. Hydrogen's 9%. Nitrogen is 1.25%. So 96% of us, that is how we are created, with those four elements. Hmm. And then the rest comes up is 4% minerals. So when you look at the fields of the planets and the interaction, and when we condense down into the matter state, it's matter and antimatter, right? As mm-hmm. you're always talking, and dark matter. Those are the three different states that these are in. We don't always see those fields because of the spectrum of light we live in, because of that amino acid. Right?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I talk about this a lot, is about how most people mm-hmm. Only use about 4% of their potential, because if they're mm-hmm. lucky. Because in the electromagnetic field, we can only see about 4%. So people will say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you're not going to see 96% then. It's not about belief. Yeah. It's about tuning into both sides of that. And this is a mm-hmm. brilliant explanation of the elements. Thank you. I really enjoyed that. And you know, can you believe it? Like, this is radio, right? So the time mm-hmm. flies, even though there is no time, and we know there's no linear time.
No.
when we're on the radio, the time has a tendency to really fly.
Yes.
So we're just going to strengthen that, the knowledge that you're sharing. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited because I finished 16 more paintings from my deck, so I only have 4 more left to go. And they're big ones, so they'll take a little while, but probably within about this time next year, the entire deck will be complete. And I've been working on it for 12 years now. And so my seminars in September will be the layer four, and that's when I will have official dragon sayers. So I just love that. And, you know, I just want to thank you, like, over the years. I always have so much fun working with you. And just want to know if you have, like, you know, any last words you want to say. You got about a minute, and then we're going to be off the air.
Well, I just want to say, like, thank you so much for having me on. And, like, us down in the valley that come up to do your seminars, like, we just have built such a good friendship. Like, we all talk all the time. We have our own little group, and it's just, it's nice to be in that community with like-minded
people.
Oh, I love
our community. I love our community.
Yes. And it just doesn't matter where we are. Like, I could just send a message to Karen or Kelly, like, oh, I need this or I need that. Like, I'm struggling with this. And boom, they're just working on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just nice. Like, it almost, that safety in numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love it too. You know, we've run out of time. So I just wanted to say to you, thank you so much for being you and sharing this wonderful information. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you, Carter. Thank you, Yulith, for calling in. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.